Thomas Stone, interim public defender, told the virtual audience his office is ready for an expected surge of applications from people who have been released for years but were not previously eligible to apply.
But it's going to plateau out down the road. Once we get through those, I think the number of individuals who get released from fire camp on a yearly basis isn't that much.
There are between 1,500 and 3,000 people yearly in the inmate firefighter program. These inmates have been through a careful selection process, which excludes people with convictions for certain violent and sex crimes. Assemblymember Reyes believes this record-cleaning law gives these highly trained inmates who have risked their lives fighting fires a second chance. After release, it allows them to pursue firefighting or other careers that typically exclude people with criminal records.
Long-term, the individuals who completed the program and get an expungement, they're going to go on to find a career. They'll be paying taxes, contribute to the local economy. When we look at it now, it's a loss-loss because we spend and we spend and we spend on incarceration and prisons only to release people with no hope for employment and creating more societal costs.
There are still some limitations. Inmates who apply for teaching and law enforcement jobs will still have to disclose their conviction on their job applications. Megan Jamerson, Empire QVCR News.